Hallelujah. Oh, let's come before Him tonight. Let's repent tonight. Let's ask Him tonight. Wash us one more time in His blood. That we can be able to come boldly to His throne. And we can seek His mercy. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Uri Malakos. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. As we celebrate you this week, Jesus. Oh, Ramasandukura. It's like we come tonight, Lord. Put our foot, oh my God, flat on the ground. Grounded and rooted in you, Lord Jesus. Grounded and rooted in you, Lord God. Tonight we come, Lord Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful name it is. Oh, Lord God, tonight we come. Oh, we welcome your presence here tonight. Oh, we place everything at your feet tonight, God. Oh, Ramamokuri, Ramalamoti. Jesus. Jesus. Welcome your presence here tonight, Lord Jesus. Welcome your presence here tonight, God. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Forgive us from all our sins and unrighteousness. We come tonight, Jesus. We bow before your whole presence, Almighty King. Oh, forgive us, Lord God. Let us all reminded, oh Jesus, that we celebrate you this week, oh God. We celebrate you this week, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We celebrate you, Jesus. We celebrate you, Jesus. We celebrate you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You have no rival. We are so reminded tonight, Lord God, if we pray in the Spirit, oh God. We pray in the Spirit, Almighty God. And there's no interpretation, Lord Jesus. That we are building up ourselves. We are building up ourselves in you, Lord God. We are building up ourselves in you, Lord Jesus. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost come down and touch us tonight. Oh God, from the inside out. Oh, we could cry out to you tonight, God. We could call upon your name tonight, Jesus. You are worthy, you are worthy, Almighty God. You are worthy to be praised, you are worthy to be exalted, you are worthy, oh God. Your name is worthy, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God Almighty. Ora ma cori ma ma mo kondo ra mo stendele boye. Worthy, Almighty God, worthy, 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 worthy. In any more, sin in the amon, ya ma mo ramande kele le bohinde. Ora ma ramango kuhushi in any more yando kolaba. Oh, we're just going to praise your name, oh God. Yes, Jesus. Oh, we listen to you, Lord God. Yes, Jesus. Oh, Ramama. Kunarama. Presence, and we welcome you in this place, Holy Spirit of the living God. We welcome you to minister to us tonight, Lord Jesus. We welcome you. Your name is worthy. Your name is worthy, oh mighty God. Your name is worthy. The anointing of the Holy Ghost come in and break every yoke of bondage tonight. Father God, we call upon your name tonight. Father God, we call upon your name tonight. If there is anything that's in us tonight that's not of you, Lord God Almighty, remove, 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 remove. Break and bind every stumbling block in our way. Tonight, Almighty God, reverse the spirit of contention, reverse the argumental spirit, reverse every spirit that's not of you tonight, God. We come into every home tonight, God, and we release the Holy Ghost in every single doorpost, on the step, in the home, every single where we reside tonight. Let everything that we do tonight, God, let we do it in order, Lord God. And let we only hear from you, Holy Spirit. Let we only speak what you want us to speak. And everything else, oh God, we pray that you will just break it out of our mouth. Just drive it out of our mouth. Father God, whatever I speak tonight, God, and if the person, if it does not benefit that individual, Almighty God, close their hearing tonight, Lord God Almighty. Only release what you want to be released, oh God Almighty, God, these are your children. All we are, oh God Almighty, is a instrument that you can use. Come now, Holy Spirit, and minister through us that the nation may come and know that you are alive, Lord God Almighty, and you are not dead. Hallelujah. Open now the windows of heaven and pour out, pour out, pour, 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 pour now, Almighty God. Drive now every spirit of confusion out of our homes, out of our family, out of our generation, out of our nation, from around us. Give us insight that we may be able to see. Give us spiritual intuition that we may be able to know. Give us the discerning of spirits that we may be able to understand and be able to cipher every single thing that is not of you, Lord God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, give us the spirit of Solomon, and just like that woman with that baby, those two women with that baby, Almighty God. And the real mother was saying, she said, instead of cutting the baby in half, give it to the one that's not even the mom. And oh, Solomon, the wisest king, yeah, because that's what he asked God, forgive him. Give him wisdom. Let him be able to be wise to judge your people. And while I'm listening, he was able to know this is the mom. Because if the mom who said she was the mom and say, cut the baby, would have never done that. And Solomon was able to cipher. He was able to pick by the discerning, by wisdom. This is the mom. Tonight, Holy Spirit, we say, give us supernatural insight in every natural thing that we are going tonight, going through in the days or the hours to come. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Let us know our path through you, Holy Father. In you we move and have our being. There is no other God beside you, Heavenly Father. Glory us divine. You are divine. You are worthy to be praised. Heaven come down. Heaven come down now and let your glory fill this place. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, touch. If we are weak tonight, Lord, touch and release your strength one more time. Touch. Touch. Oh, we call upon the Samson's anointment tonight, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, Elite will say anointment. You should say, oh, anointment. Yes, we will call upon that anointing, but we will say anointment because we anoint ourselves from our head to our toe, fingers, eyes, and nose, and mouth, and belly. Breathe upon us now, Holy Spirit. Oh God, 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 let your spirit may reign, kingdom come, We declare kingdom authority in our places tonight, in our eyes tonight. Let us feel your presence this day. In your presence, it will become joy forevermore. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. As you go this week, remember that he died for us. It's just a celebration. You don't have to get caught up in the days, but just a reminder. Just a reminder. Just a reminder that he came and that he died and that we have life through him and we have it more abundantly. Our God reigns. Our God reigns through the heavens and through the earth. Oh my God. What a beautiful name it is. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just want to hear this song again. I've been listening to it all day today. I've been listening to it all day today. And I'm just thanking God. I'm just thanking God for his presence. I'm thanking God for his glory. I'm thanking God. See, the song that I've been listening today was a person that went on one of the, I think one of those shows that, and he saw, I think it's one of the ones that Simon is on. And that's why let me go back. I just want you, if you could just take some time out right now. And just listen for a moment. Just listen. Just listen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Was my cross so I could live in the freedom of
Jesus.
Now my life is yours.
Jesus, just listen. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You gotta trust him. No matter what the situation may look like, I come to you tonight to let you know that you gotta trust him. Trust him. Cry out to him and trust him. 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 Don't never let go his hands. Don't never let go his hands.
What a beautiful
Reach out to him tonight. Reach out to him tonight and just trust him. Be like you're in the water and you're getting ready to think that you're going to drown. You're going to go down in the deep. But you got to just trust him. You got to trust him. You got to hold on to him. You got to be like that woman with the issue of blood. She went to the doctor. She spent all her money. She had nothing, but she had to trust him. They had to trust him, and she touched the hem of his garment. She touched the hem of his garment. The Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Mama was at the end of the arm of the poto. It was at the end of this tale of Jesus. Jesus don't have the anointing there, and she pressed in and she touched. She touched it. And effective immediately, she was whole. Jesus knows that virtue has left his body. And he turned around and he said, "Who touched me? Who touched me?" His disciples, Peter, Jesus, how are you going to say somebody touched you in this crowd? How do you know that he touched? How do you know that you were touched? He said, "I know I was touched because virtue left." That means virtue leave. It comes out of his body. He felt it. We need this one more time. We don't want to hear from men. Woman, child, or boy, we don't want to hear. We want to hear from the Holy Spirit. Worthy is your name, Jesus. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy. Worthy is your name. You gotta cry out to him tonight. You gotta let him see your heart. He is not like man. He is not like man. He's not a man that he should lie. He's not like man. He will do what he said he will do. His word is alive. His word is powerful. Wherever you send his word to, it is going to accomplish. Touch. Touch. Worthy is your name. Jesus. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. Tonight, as I come to you in no other name but the name of Jesus Christ. The only name, the only name that can save mankind from their stupor. That's the only name. His name is Jesus. What a beautiful name it is. A name of power, a name of might. A name of deliverance. A name of sanctification and purification. A name of might and power. The name of Jesus. The name that is above every single name. Jesus Christ. The second Adam. The first Adam sinned. Lord God Almighty. And we would have never been able to make it. But the Father said he was going to put enmity between the woman seed and Satan himself. Yes. And then he sent his son Jesus. And Jesus came and he died on the cross. And by him dying on the cross, we have life and we have it more abundantly. Tonight, we call upon Jesus. And tonight, we thank Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, for keeping us, for keeping me, for taking such good care of me. When the death angel come in and want to take me out or even want to take you out, Jesus send the angels to come and to stand and to fight for us. We have life and we have it more abundantly. Our King is Jesus Christ. So I was all day today, most of the time today, I have that song that I was playing. And that's the one that we were playing just now. And then I went over. And then I started thinking. And the Holy Spirit had me. Where's my paper? I think I have my paper here somewhere. So I didn't bring it in. Okay. He says, Jesus is the way maker. So I was like, okay, he is the way maker. Do you need him tonight? He has already made the way out of no way. The word of God is life. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Wherever you send it, it is going to accomplish whatever you need, whatever you need, whatever you need. Right now, I'm not even here. If I even look at you right now, I am on a different, you know, when somebody say they're in a different time zone, I'm in a different place because I'm in a place where I have to hear from the Holy Spirit. So I am in a place, you would say, not dying, but somebody say, oh, transition. Well, in another essence, I'm in a place of the Spirit. And when you get into the place of the Spirit, it is very good because that is when you're going to hear from the Holy Spirit. And that's when the Holy Spirit is going to give you information that you can relate to the individuals. Okay? So that's a good place. It's not a spooky place. It's a good place. Isaiah 43, verse 15. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait 1 minute. Wait 1 minute. Just wait a minute. Let's just deal with this. Before we move on, just let's deal with this. Just let's deal with this. Just let's deal with this right now. You've been running around. You've been running around from prayer right now until now. And you've been just so much. You've been tossing and going back and forth. And you want to know if you're supposed to do this or you're supposed to do that. And your mind is like moving all over. But I'm here to tell you, if you take the word out, Oh, Psalm 15. Let's go. Psalm 15. It's Psalm 15. Just coming out good. This must be ministering to somebody. This is for someone tonight. Because I have something else that I was going to be talking about. But let's deal with this and then we can move on. Let's see what Psalm 15 is saying because it just dropped in my screen about Psalm 15. Psalm 15, it says, wow. Who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in the holy hills? Who? Me? You? Walk uprightly. Don't worry about nothing. Just walk uprightly before. Do not worry. Don't get yourself too confused and too caught up. Please. Walk in righteousness. Stop lying. Stop lying to yourself. Stop lying to your neighbor. Stop lying to your family. Most of all, stop lying to yourself. Stop lying to yourself. You hear me, girl? I'm looking at you. Stop lying to yourself. There's a point where you have to come to your sense and sensibility, and you have to say, enough is enough. This is for somebody. It's even for me. Walk upright. Walk righteously. Speak truth in your heart. Let your heart be truthful. Wow. Do not backbite. Do not use your tongue to do evil. Yes, they misuse you. Yes, they mistreat you. But use 1 Corinthians 13 on them. Don't go to Psalms 109. It's just not gonna work. Don't go to Psalms 109. It's just not gonna work. You gotta get out of that Psalms 109 foolishness. You gotta get out of it. You gotta let God be your avenger. I'm here tonight to tell you, you have to walk in love. You can't backbite. You can't use your tongue to do evil against your neighbor. Honor the Lord. Serve him in your heart, and he will hear you. Do not send your money to the Obeah man. Usury is like for any other thing beside God. Do not go to the read up man. Do not listen to horoscope. It's just not gonna work. You don't have to go to the psychic network. It's just not gonna work. You don't have to call up anybody to hear what they have to say. Trust God. It's just not gonna work. That is Obeah. That's witchcraft. It is not going to work. You don't have to give your money to nobody. You don't have to pay nobody nothing. Nothing. It's just not going to work. You do these things, you shall never be moved. That means you shall never go from one place to the next. Never go one place to the next because you're touching things that's not of God. Preserve yourself to him. Trust him. This is for me and you. This is for everybody. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. I remember time passed. We're going through some stuff with somebody in my family. And oh God, that God released that. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. You just gotta trust him. Gotta trust him. You gotta trust him. I have set the Lord always before me. He is at my right hand, he will never be moved. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. I'm here to tell you to trust him. He is going to make a way in the desert for you. You are going through a wilderness tonight. There is a wilderness connection. Wilderness. Wilderness. It is barren. It is bare. The tree limb is brown. They look like they're dying. But he said, wake up. Stand. Stand with your Ephesians 6. And he said he's going to break down the door by the Spirit for us. Hold on to this. Hold on to this. There's a breaker coming. The breaker is in your room. Hold on. Don't let go. Hold on to it like a dog that see a bone. I am here to tell you, this is not what I was supposed to be talking about. But we are in a triage moment tonight. Hold on to that limb. The dry limb. Hold on to it. Don't let it go. Because it's going to come green. It is going to come green. That dry limb is going to have life. The Father God said, your dry limb. Oh my God, I don't understand if you can't see it. That dry limb that you think that was dead. No, 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 no. That dry limb is going to come back alive. That dry limb is going to come back alive. That dry limb is going to come back alive. That dry limb is going to come back alive. Hold on to that limb. It is not going to break. Okay, and he said, if it's even broke, if it's even got broke apart, break up, mashed up, he said, I am going to eat. You know when you're eating crackers and the crackers come apart, he said, I'm going to bring those crackers that mashed up. He's going to bring them back, and he's going to make them into whole. Oh, this is not the work of a man, baby girl or baby boy. This is the strategic work of the Holy Ghost. I'm here to tell you tonight. I'm here to tell you tonight. Mark it. Write it. Put it down. Oh, I see it. Those limbs, they look like limbs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. On the top, in the middle, in the roots may look like it's dry. You pull it up, you better put it back down. You better put it back down. I see the word, leave it alone in the earth. It is going to come back up, saying the Father God, leave it in the earth. The nutrients is in the earth. Do not pull it up. He said, leave it in the earth. I'm telling you, I am holding on to that too. Leave it in the earth. Do not pull it up. Leave it in the earth. Leave it in the earth. Leave it there. Leave it there. Don't pull it up. I see those dry limbs. They're coming back alive. I see, oh my God. I see beautiful green flowers. Beautiful green flowers. Do not. Do not. I repeat, do not pull it up. Leave it alone. Leave it in the earth. The Father said, leave it in the earth. Leave it, leave it, leave it, leave it. You know, you come on the line this tonight, discouraged. Your limbs are all dried up. And you said that, you know what? I'm just going to forget about doing this. I'm going to forget about, like a builder, I'm going to forget about building a house. I can't be bothered. Let them go ahead. But the Father said, leave it alone. Don't give up now. Don't give up now. Don't give up. Don't give up, Lily. Don't give up. It is painful. I understand. Delete is hurtful, I understand. It's crying times. It's a shaking in the house. It's a shaking on the job. Shaking is coming, and it's not for bad. Those pain, those are baby pain. The baby's getting, oh Lord, the baby is getting ready to be birthed. Have you ever seen where a mom, and if you're a guy, put yourself in this place. I know you can't have babies, but put yourself in the place. Have you ever seen where a woman get ready to have a baby? And when they go to the hospital or even in the house where they have the baby, it is just so much pain. The process, some people very seldomly they don't have no pain. Well, the ones that have pain, I want you to listen. You go through the pain and go back far back as to when you first get pregnant, and some people have to stay in bed, they can't come out. And you gotta go through the whole pregnancy, confusing pregnancy, I mean, hurtful and painful. But at the day of delivery, put it like this, even that you have gone through so much and you have beaten up so much. And you feel so tired getting ready for your last push. When that baby comes out, the baby brings forth a joy. So, therefore, all the confusion and all the pain that you've been through from conception to birth. Seeing that baby, it becomes joy. I mean, the doctor's supposed to come in to make the afterbirth come out, and you ain't even thinking about the afterbirth. Why? Because you have this joy in your arms, and now they're taking these baby and put it on, on your chest, and all you could feel is the baby's heartbeat next to your heartbeat. I mean, it's just so powerful. And it's the same thing right now. Hold on to your olive branch. I told something about an olive branch, and we are holding on to that olive branch, and we're seeing manifestation. So I want you, as you hear the same thing tonight, hold on to the olive branch. And better yet, if your branch is withered, your olive branch is withered, honestly, do not let go. Now, I am in the eyesight of the Holy Spirit. I am in the heaven, actually walking in an area where there is water. And it's beautiful. I'm walking to my right, and it's water over right over my right. And there's a lot of green trees. That is like green grass. That means abundance to the left of the right. So they go on my right and then to the left of the water. So there's abundance. And that abundance is coming like abundance of rain. The abundance is coming in as the abundance of rain. The abundance is coming in as like the abundance of rain. The abundance of, I want you to write, man, just write this down. Write it down. And I ask Sonia, please write it down. There is an abundance of rain. Write it down. Look for it because it is coming. People say, mark my word. I'm not going to say, mark my word. No, I don't have no time for that. I'm just speaking under the unction of the Holy Spirit. I am speaking about what the Holy Spirit is giving to me and I'm releasing it. I'm speaking about what the Holy Spirit is giving to me and I'm releasing what He's giving. Now it's up to you to hold on. The Word of God said, the Father God in Amos 3, He said He'd do nothing. Let's see, Amos 3, I think it's Amos 3 7 or Amos 3 8. He's Amos. Let me see something. It is glory. Tonight is a night of glory. I want you to see yourself. I want you to see yourself in the glory of the Lord. I want you to, I mean, to me, this is like an exodus. To me, this is like an exodus. Like, you've been over there in Egypt. You've been over there in Egypt, and you walk out of your Egypt. You walk out of your Egypt, and you walk over. This is walking over the dry land. This is excitement. I don't know if you're not excited, but I am excited. Think about the Israelites, when they were so depleted, so beat up, dragged down, and disgusting, in a place So sad. But the Father make a way of escape, and we have a way of escape right now. Jesus did it, and we are not giving up. We are holding on to it. Surely, I'm telling you tonight, Amos 3:7, write that down there, Thanos. Sonny Monique, Amos 3:7. Surely the Lord will do nothing. But he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Not every person that prophesy is a prophet. But God have a fivefold ministry that he have the prophet and the teacher and the evangelist. You know what I mean? And the apostle right there in Ephesians 4. And he will use me in the office of the prophet. Well, he just used me. He would just use me. He give me eyes to see. He teach me about discernment. And I'm telling you right now. And it also said a prophet have no honor in his own country. You could go look that up because I'm not looking it up. But it's in there. And hear this, the lion roar. The lion roar. So we can roar tonight. Knowingly that Jesus died, and we celebrating this week. We are celebrating this week. We are celebrating the King of Kings. We are celebrating the Lord of Lords. We are celebrating that he conquered everything. He went down into the grave and he come back up in power. He gave us the keys to the kingdom. We can celebrate. It's not a hype. We can pray and we can thank him. He is our true vine. He make it a way for us in the wilderness. Isaiah 43 verse 19. No matter what kind of wilderness you are in, he makes a way. We stand in the gap for our family members. No matter how they're acting up or how they carry on, we are standing. We are looking to the way maker for finances. You need money? You need love? You need joy? We are looking to that maker. He is a way maker. Oh my God. Oh my God. I don't know. Well, you know how we're here for an hour. Last week we had a ball. We didn't want to come out the phone. And I felt somebody say that to me, and I think we should continue doing this, that we ask a prayer request. You could go in on your the chat and you could list the prayer requests. You could list them now. And while you are listing them, I'm looking at them and I'm praying. I'm agreeing with you according to Matthew 18, 18 to 20. Look, we can't walk in fear. We just cannot walk in fear. We have everything in abundance. Let me tell you, man. The devil knows that we have everything. Do you know that you have everything? That's a question sign. Do you understand that you have everything that you need? I better get to know that. The Lord of the harvest. So we need money. We need homes. We are in lawsuits. We are being sued. But the Lord of the harvest, the Lord of the harvest, the Lord of the harvest, the Lord of the harvest. Tanika James, to everyone, hi. The question sign. What is the question sign for? Tell me what's your question fine for. I mean, we're not gonna pray for question sign. We want to know what we're supposed to pray for. We want to know what we're supposed to pray for. So put what I'm supposed to pray for. That way we can agree in what we're supposed to pray for. Because a lot of people say, you don't know what you don't know what we're praying for. I am praying in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, it's not your wish that any one of us should perish. So now I lift up my grandbaby to you. My grandbaby Raymond, I lift him up to you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And as a grandmother, it's even more powerful to be a spiritual grandmother. That is my spiritual grandbaby. Every single person, even the ones them that I birthed, they're in the spirit. Because when we die, there ain't no family. There ain't no brothers. We are all one in the kingdom. That's why husband and wife, when you die and go, when you go up there, you ain't husband and wife. And it's the same thing. Raymond, in the mighty name of Jesus, I put a lock in your jaw. In the mighty name of Jesus, I come into your water. Anywhere you at, we stroll out right now. That, what you call it, fisherman, throw it out there, and he reel it in, and he reel it in. He said, Peter, do you love me? He said, yes, you know I love you. He said, I want you to be fishers of men. He said, oh, not only that, Peter, drop your net in the mighty name of Jesus. Drop your net, Peter. Drop your net, Peter. Pull up your net, Peter. Pull up your net, Peter. Whoa, we pull him in. We reel him in, Lord God. We reel in that fish right now. We put a lock in his jaw, and we call him in right now. We call him in right now in the name of Jesus. I release laborers into his path. Father God, in the name of Jesus, show up in his room. Show up in his room. Show up in his room. Lord God, let him scream. Oh Lord God, I see an angel. Yes. Drop to his knees, oh God Almighty, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I call for healing and strength and finances in the mighty name of Jesus. I release healing. I release strength and finances in the name that is above every single name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, Lilith, in the name of Jesus, I release clarity over your mind, over your situation right now. I release, bind the spirit of confusion. There is a confusion going on in that building system, and I break it down. I break it now in the name of Jesus. I come against every foul spirit, every criminal activity in the mighty name of Jesus, in that lying spirit in the mighty name of Jesus, the one that want to come in and take your money out of your, oh my God, and let your basket be empty and be dry. I come against every lying spirit, every spirit that's in a corner trying to break your basket. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I lift up that baby right now. That going on the surgery. She underwent surgery in the heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, I release the holy angel in the hospital right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray, I pray, I pray the supernatural right now. In the name of Jesus. Father God, touch, touch, that's your baby. Oh, glory to God. Yes, God. Yes, God, you give miracles. You're a miracle worker. You're a miracle worker. You're a miracle worker. When the baby died, when the baby died, oh, God, you said in the same hour, and the baby raised up, that baby, the servant died, and in that same hour when you speak, Jesus, you send us here to walk in your presence, to walk in double abundance. When we speak, things happen because we are operating in you. We are moving under the assignment of the Holy Ghost. Let your river run now upon your people, not only in this place, but in the nations of the world. We have family members all over. All over. And we plead the blood of Jesus on them. House situations. Mortgage situation. Deeds situation. We drive every third eye that lurks around the corner. And we say, this deal, every deal that we put our hand to, every deal that we put our hand to must be accomplished. We trust you, Lord God. And then I come against every spirit of poverty that want to come up on my prophet. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak and we call for his name now in the spirit. He's a person that does not like the spotlight on him. And Father, you know him. We call that he'll be appointed into the right position. In the mighty name of Jesus, we stand tonight according to Matthew 18. Father, let me read your word back to you. Lord God, let me read it back to you. Let me read it back to you. This is serious. Very, very, very serious. And we take our job very seriously. Very, very seriously. Matthew 18. I'm standing in the gap with the mom tonight. Yes. Yes. And has my prophet to the nations of the world even called and assigned as a prophet? I know it. You told me, and I believe it. Mom believe it. Everybody believe it. So we speak to our prophet right now, Matthew 18:18, and we're doing what you tell us to do. We're doing what you tell us to do. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth, whatsoever you shall bind on earth is bound in the heavens. So as I pray right now, strategically, I pray that you will send him in the right place, in the right place, in front of the right people, that he speak words out of his mouth. He present himself properly, a person of wisdom, a person of intelligence, a person of understanding, that when he goes in, he just take himself in, position himself where he does not go in and, like second guess, no. He going and he sit down and he execute out of his belly. And even when he speaks, they're saying, this person here is different. And better yet, Father, you're going to open his mind and his understanding that he comes and he walks into his purpose. That's the word. His purpose. That's the word. His purpose. That is the word right now for that young man, for your prophet. His purpose. I bind and I break the spirit of confusion. And I release his mind to be subjected to your mind. Everything that's in your mind, Father God, everything that's in your mind, this is so prophetic for him that the spirit of confusion will be broken off him. And his mind and his heart will have the right connection. Don't, thank you, Father. You are bringing me. I got a vision because I was yesterday while I was relaxing. And I believe he is a part of that vision that I saw. Thank you for bringing it back to my remembrance right now, Father. And I just pray and I align myself. I align myself with you, Father, and with him. That's from this day forward. No wavering. No if and no buts. It just have itself program and commission in purpose. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And I have to go write down that vision. I'm looking at it, and it was a very profound vision that I had today. I had it today. God is doing something to us. He's taking us in the spirit realm from location to location. Some of us is going to move. Wow. And you know what? It may not be in the area that you want to go, that you want to go. But he's going to put you in that location anyway. Because that's where he wants you to be. Wow. God is opening up doors for a lot of us. Supernatural doors. I'm hearing it. I told somebody about an olive branch, and he's also giving you an olive branch. That is a very prophetic word for someone. What does that mean? Things that was not coming to pass before, it has been set up in motion. It has been set up in motion. And they're going to come to pass. Some people are thinking about just getting up and packing up and leaving their job. No, don't do that yet. No, don't do that yet. No. No. Don't you know that when you have a promotion coming or something of greatness coming, the enemy is going to come in and confuse you? Don't give up yet. It may look rough. The going may look rough. And you may it just look rough and you just can't take it. Do not give up. Don't give up. Hold on. There's light. I was going to say life, but he said there's light. LIGHT. There is light. Do you hear me, Angie, my baby over there? There is light. You hear me, sweetie? My cup, you know, there's light. There is, let me tell you something, girlfriend. There is light at the end of your tunnel. Yeah. Well, you know what? I see you going through today, this today, all day, that confused. It just so doggone confused. Is that right? It was just like doggone confused. And you say you're gonna throw in the towel, right? And you're gonna walk out, right? Oh no, don't no, don't go nowhere. Don't let nobody drive you. No. Because they favor. There is favor around the corner. No. Oh yeah, it may be, you know what? You were built for this. You're like Ford. Have you ever used that word? You ever used that word? So you were built for this? Shake your head, yes? I mean, I don't know, but that's what I heard. You say, I'm like, it comes up in my spirit. I'm built for this. Yes, you are built for this. You can't give in. I mean, no, you can't give in to these people. Now. No, you can't. No. You like Ford, the tough truck. The bumper is tough. You lick it off and put it back up there. Yes, lick it off, put it back. Lick it off, put it back. Lick it. Please just stand up strong. Put your foot flat to the ground and say, lick me again. Are you tied up again? It's like the wind come. It's like the wind come. And this is for somebody else. Lily, listen to this. Listen to this, Lily. Listen to this, Lily. The wind come, right? Oh God, I have all my money, Lord Jesus. Oh my God. I'm telling you what I'm hearing on Lily. I got all my money. I send this money. I'm hearing a word. The word ain't nice. It's a derogatory word. Okay. And I'm not gonna say that. Okay. But you over there, Elite. Lily, you over there cussing. Yes, you're cussing. Okay, well you need to wash your mouth with something you call it. Well, it's not hyssop, garlic or something. Or jizz. Wash out your mouth. As I hear cursing. Don't let them people put you through the ringers, girl. Take a deep breath. Back off for a moment. Stand still for a moment. And ask God, where's your next move? But I'm not giving them people my money. I'm sorry. I'm not giving them my money. If the Holy Ghost tell you to give them money, which I don't think he tell you to give them your money now. But I want to let you know, whoever you think is your friend, it ain't your friend. A lot of us think that we have friends, but we don't have no friend. We have friend too. We have some friend too. But it ain't friendship. It's friend too. Two. That's what it is. That's what it is. Because we want to talk to somebody so bad. But there come a time where you just have to just keep it to yourself. Because nobody, not everybody is in your corner. I want to say, I don't know. It's so much Marie and Marissa. It's just so much. But you know what? I'm standing in the gap with you too. I'm standing in the gap. I am just standing in the gap. Now, I have this person, and I don't know who she is because I don't see her name. It just CLACI. I don't know who she is. But in the future, when she come on, I would love to see her face. LACION. I don't know who she is. But it's so important for you to breathe. It's just so important. Very important for you to take to breathe in and breathe out. Because when you do that, you'll find yourself in a place of freedom. You'll find yourself in a place that you'll say, you know what, I can't really take this anymore. I just don't know how to do this. And I'm just going to trust you, Lord Jesus Christ. This is a place that we can come into this place. And we can sit back and we can hear from the Father God Himself. It is a healthy place. I want you to know it's a place of health and wealth. I want you to know, I don't know how to pronounce your name, LACION. We're the
It's
first one.
Lacyon.
Lacian. I want you to know the Father wants to meet all of us. And the Father wants to meet you at your need. And you know what your needs are. And you just have to pray to Him. And you just have to trust Him. And yes, the enemy comes in like a flood. But He said He will raise up a standard, not only for you, but for every single person who believe that the going is rough. Because I'm telling you right now, if you just say to the enemy, I don't care how you bring it and what you bring it and what slice you are bringing, I honestly don't care. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust Him for every single outcome. Do you hear me? Julianne, Julianne, do you hear me? I'm going to trust Him. 242, three,
Yes,
six.
I hear you.
I'm gonna trust Him. I'm gonna trust Him. I'm gonna tr Do you understand me? Are you getting me, Julian?
Yes, mommy. I
You got no, you gotta trust Him, honey. The enemy trying to bring in confusion right now. And you just have to throw the towel down and say, I'm gonna trust Him. I don't care. You can't have no fear. You understand me? Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
You can't have no fear. I don't care what it is. I don't, like Trisha would say, she don't give a rat's nest. I don't give a rat's nest. I don't care what it is. I really don't care. You gotta trust him. I don't care. I don't care. You gotta go out on your front porch, your back porch, the back porch, whatever the porch is, and just stand here. You don't even have to make no noise in the neighborhood. Because if you start making noise, they're gonna come and they're gonna take you in a straitjacket because they think you're going crazy. Okay? Because they really think you're going crazy already. So I'm here to tell you today, okay? Because I'm gonna go about my business. Listen now. Take it and take it to the bank. You have to go out there, put on your outfit and your jacket because it's cold. It's not like I'm living down here in Florida. Go out there. And stand up. You don't have to make no noise, but just go out there in the spirit and say, Devil, you better get off my porch. Devil, you got to get out of my life. Because this is to me is like an ant's nest, and I see ants, and they're raising havoc. Yes, sir. And they're trying to come in for the kill. But you have to go out there and say, you know what? Don't call me tomorrow and ask what I'm saying, because I'm in the spirit right now and I don't know what I'm saying till tomorrow. Don't call me. You better write it down. They are saying, they are putting it up a notch. They're putting it up a notch. They're putting it up a notch. You know when somebody put up something up to a notch? That simply means they coming in for the kill. These people are not playing no game. Because they say they want their money. But it's not their money, honey. But they want it. So you can't be playing around with these people. You better go out there on your back porch. And you better declare war. You didn't make no war. But you gotta declare war. Okay? You didn't make it, but you gotta declare it. That's the same thing for 242, ending with 22. You gotta go out there. You gotta go to that back porch. And you gotta make a distinction in the spirit. And after this, I'm coming off the phone. You gotta put it out there in the spirit. Well, I got one more. 6018. You gotta put it out there in the spirit. 3422, that's the ending of the phone number. You got to put it out there in the spirit. And you got to let the devil know, listen to me now, enemy. I didn't get myself into this position, but now that I'm here, I'm telling you to back up, champ, and back off. Back up, champ, back off. Leave me alone. Leave my husband alone. Leave my children alone. Leave my pocketbook alone. Back up. This is serious. Back up or back off. Business 6018, business for you. You just gotta take authority over your business. You gotta take authority over your business. Gotta go to work, keep your mouth shut. Don't argue with nobody. You don't want nobody firing you, so you got too much mouth. They come up with all kind of crap, so they want to get rid of you. You just go over there and do what you gotta do. There's a saying, and I keep saying, and I hear that saying. Oh, you know, yeah, whatever. You gotta love somebody before you could even, you know, whatever. So that's what you gotta do. You just gotta go over there and be calm as a mouse and shut your mouth. Don't be acting like me, because I ain't working. I'm only working for God. I'm not on a 24-hour job with anybody else. I'm on the job for Jesus. So I'm gonna have to behave myself. But I'm letting you know, 6018, it's time to zip it. Okay? I'm telling you guys. I'm telling you guys. I'm telling you guys. My admins, a tool administration, is time to trust God. The party is on. The party is on. Sign and put that in the chat. The party is on for you. Trust him with every fiber of your being. Glory is about to shake and it's going to be awake. Oh yeah, right it. The party is on. Glory is about to take place. Yeah, you could write that in your book, baby girl. Glory is about to take place. And it's the certainly time right now to make a shake. You're gonna be shaken. Yes, sir. The angels of God are gonna come in and help you. They're going to take you from places to places. You are going to go to your bed, Sonia, and you're going to get dreams and visions. You're going to get visit. He already visiting you, but you're going to get visits tonight. From this night forward, I want you to get your pencil and your book. Every single person, I mean, this is going to go for you all too. Visions and dreams. Visions and dreams. We are in the supernatural. It's time for the supernatural. And the glory of God is going to start taking place, Marie. You've been wanting the glory? There you go, girl. Take it. See, I want to go about my business and I can't even go. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord. God is good. Hold on to it. Do not let go. The glory of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. Regina, I have to call your name. I have to call your name. Whatever you're believing God for, there is a shakeup. Things are on brew, and it's going to wake up, and it's going to open up. It's going to wake up, it's going to open up, and it's going to be a shakeup. It's going to be an open up, a break up, and a shakeup. It's going to be opening, shaking, breaking. You're going to walk on gold. That's what I hear. Receive it. Hold on to it. May God of the heavens touch every single person. Every single person. Anna, every single person online. Trust God and live, Anna. Trust him and live. You need to anoint your house like I told you. Trust him and live. The glory of the Lord as descend, the supernatural. You're going to feel the power of God on your job. You see them jobs that so confusing? Oh my God. You're going to see change. You're going to call me with these changes. You're going to text me with these changes. I'm ready to hear the breakthroughs. And we're going to give God praise and worship because all honor and praises go to him. The name of Jesus is going to go to him. Nothing can compare. I love you guys so much. I'm telling you, you should, if you could just feel it, if you could just see it, if you could just hear it, Kenneth Carr, the admin, Kenneth Carr, admin, if you could just see it, if you could just feel it, it is awesome what he's doing. I love you guys so much. I am in awe. I am high. Stay into that realm. Stay into that spirit. God is doing something with us. Breathe in. Do not let it go. Take it in. Relax in him. Put your face in his hands. And just relax. Go to sleep with him right next to you and just relax. And see him bringing everything to you in that cart. It's like dragging it in the cart and just dropping it off. I love you so much. May God of mercy, may God bless you. May the face of God shine upon you. And honestly, let the supernatural run out to you. Almighty God. Glory is about to take place. I receive it. I pray you receive it. Hold on to it. Touch Jesus at the hem of his garment. And let the supernatural begin tonight. Let the supernatural run after you tonight. Let the favor of God take you over tonight. Linda, smile. Breathe in. Touch him, Linda. Touch him. Nothing can compare, Linda. To the name of Jesus. I love you guys. I love you, my Angie. I hug and kiss you. I love you. I love you. I love you, Tamika. Anna. I can't pronounce her name. The one star with the L. And I don't want to. Tai Tong, Lily, Julian. My baby girl, Linda, Marie. Claudette, I love you, sweetie. Watch your mouth. My baby, Jenny, Jennifer, I love you guys. I am very high. So when I'm high like this, we will not leave until in the morning. So I am just going to take my high into my room. I'm so high. I can't even open my eyes. May God have mercy upon us. May the blessings of the Lord on us. Even the dogs in 3422 that's acting crazy. Them dogs, oh my God, I see the dog, them just walking around nice and quiet. Because the Holy Ghost gonna slap them upside their head. And they are going to be at peace. Because they're gonna have some freedom up in that house.
Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. Ain't that nice?
Amen. Thank you. Have a good night. Thank you,
Have a
Pastor.
great night, everybody.
And blessed night.